now.
Before I bring Lisa Newell on, I just want to, I got the coolest little text in from somebody who, you know, we talked about the Weber Skate World put up the new outdoor skating rink that's amazing. It's a world-class facility. It's almost done, sealed with epoxy, painted these wild, crazy neon colors. I love it. Somebody texted me and said they heard us talking about this, and her nephew is on the team. And if we want to interview him, like, yes, obviously, yes, that's fantastic. I love it. Just, that's... I love how everybody's connected in this community. Like, I love that about this place. It's amazing. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She joins us every Thursday to preview the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Well, if you live in Tiger Point, you know that you've been following this whole episode with the Tiger Point West course, which has been closed ever since Hurricane Ivan. And there's been a lot of talk about what to do with that property because it's a beautiful property. It used to be one of the most sought-after places to play golf. But we were talking recently to Commissioner Colton Wright, and he had expressed a desire to take this one parcel and develop it or keep – I'm sorry, not develop it, but purchase it for the county for conservation, drainage, and everything else. However, the appraisal for that property came in very significantly different than they expected. So it is now, there's now a proposal by the owners of the property, which includes Scott Zepp, the owner of the Tiger Point, the Point restaurant, to put 66 townhomes on that parcel.
Oh, that's different
so
use.
According
okay.
to, yeah, that's a little bit different. But according to Commissioner Wright, he doesn't support upzoning that.
Okay.
It is zoned right now for residential, but not for
high density. Okay.
So
yeah.
We will see what happens to them. They may have to go back to the drawing board.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. That's
so there you go.
That's a massive change in proposed use. Okay. Fair enough. We had a story, the ongoing saga of Dr. Elaine Sharp, right?
Yes. We have been trying to get in touch with her and we have not been successful. We did notice there was a new sign in front of her building called New Beginnings. But also, the FDLE says that there have been 12 of her patients have OD'd on narcotics, and that there would be more charges pending. So even though she may change the name of her building on her building, and we did also do a search on that, and we didn't see where that name was registered to her. So I don't know what that really indicates, but she is probably, there's probably going to be more happening there.
Wow. Yeah, I heard that. I heard that slice of that story and thought, man, you know, it's one thing to just kind of, you know, talk about somebody overprescribing, but then when you start to connect that to actual human outcomes, it's awful to imagine. We also had, and you know, these stories always bother me. We had somebody arrested for possession of child pornography.
Yes, a man who lives right behind the school, 52-year-old Aaron D. Decker. Yeah, he was arrested. He was sharing child pornography on a site, and he was arrested. So we will find out what's happened to him. He is currently in jail.
Okay. Meanwhile, in Tiger Point, back to Tiger Point for a second, there's a Tiger Point Place property up for sale now?
We just recently mentioned that there was a new development coming, a shopping center that was going to be built in the Tiger Point area. They went ahead and cleared all of the acreage for it. And now it is, they changed their minds, and now it is up for sale.
Huh.
So that property has been clear cut under the current land development code rules, and it is also now sitting vacant.
So they took out the trees because they were going to do a thing. They decided not to do the thing, and now we just got empty. Well, I mean, I'm sure it'll get snapped up. I mean, you know, I have to assume. Garcon Point, the toll bridge is being used more. Is that right?
Yeah, we decided to look into it, and they said that the ridership is up 19% since they have reduced the tolls.
Oh.
And we talked to one person.
I'm sorry, that's a surprisingly low number to me. Like, I would have thought it'd be more than that if you cut the toll almost in half. But okay, go ahead. You're going to say.
Yeah, 19% is still a pretty big jump. But, you know, of course, remember how important that bridge was whenever we didn't have the Bay Bridge.
Yeah.
That was the main connection for us. But it has jumped up. And, of course, We also asked the question of Senator Brockson, why do we even have a toll if it's owned by the state?
Yeah.
And he said that there is, you know, he's asked actually the governor to reduce the toll even further or to eliminate it. And he has, you know, so he's hoping to get that done. And, you know, he's been successful with some other things, so we hope that will be in the future. But,
yeah,
we have talked to people who said they go across the bridge, they carry a trailer, and they were paying $10 each way, and now they're paying $4.20 each way. So it's half. Less than half.
I think I might give the senator a call because I have an idea about this from a sort of a business perspective, marketing perspective. I think the thing that they should do is they should eliminate the toll for, I don't know, 3 months and see if they can cultivate users and then reapply the toll and see what they get. Because I think, you know, I always figured if they cut the price in half, they would more than double the revenue, because I figured the number of people who were wanting to use it was higher, but sounds like there's really not all that many people wanting to use it. And maybe, you know, at free, you'd find out what's your max, right? So I don't know, just interesting. Hang on for just a second, Lisa. Let's get traffic on the fives here from Candy.
Not showing any problems in Gulf Breeze, 98 looking accident free, not showing any issues there. An accident at Pine Forest and 9 Mile, but it looks like that has been cleared and maybe moved off to the side. We see a roadblock downtown at Leonard and Northeast Street. So use caution there and caution wherever you are. 437-1620. You can text in your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Lisa Newell from the Gulf Breeze News. School starts, 2 weeks? Less than 2 weeks, right? Right around 2 weeks?
Yes. 2 weeks from today.
Already. That's just always it catches me by surprise. So I don't know.
Absolutely. So, you know, you got to get those school supplies purchased to get everything done before school starts. Get your last vacation in. If you want to go see Legally Blonde, it is so funny. We went to see it last week, and it is at the Pensacola Little Theater. Get your tickets today because that thing is going to sell out. It was absolutely a riot.
Support your local arts. Yeah, no, for sure. You've got GPAC swim meet results also in the paper?
Yes, Raider, Pensacola Aquatic. I just learned this. I always call it GPAC, so I didn't know what that meant. But,
nice.
Yeah, we have the results. A lot of swimmers very happy this morning to see the results of the tournament in there.
That's
congratulations
very cool
to all of them as well.
Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday to give us a preview of the paper and remind us of all the great stuff that is in the newspaper. Lisa, as always, thanks for the time. Thanks for covering Gulf Breeze and joining us today. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you. And I hope to see you in the breeze.
You bet. 8-